Welcome to the Advice for Ambition podcast, Life's Lessons on One Place. I'm your host, Sandra Liu, and in this podcast, we'll be interviewing people in various walks of life, various stages of their life, and various careers. I hope this podcast will be a way for you, the listener, to be able to find your inspiration and your aspirations in life. Thank you for listening, and let's get right into the episode. Welcome back to this episode of Advice for Ambition. I'm your host, Sandra Liu, and as of right now, I'm thinking about posting on a monthly schedule where the first week we'll do an interview, the second week we'll do a hot topic, and then the third week another interview, and then the fourth week eventually I want to do something like a Q&A where I'll take questions, or maybe I'll even look up questions that are commonly asked by people starting their careers or still in college or just looking for general advice for their personal and professional development. So for this first second week podcast, I wanted to talk about a topic that a lot of people might not think about as much when it comes to personal development, but it's really important to your long-term growth, and that's mentorship. So a mentor is someone that will advocate for you, that you can go to for advice, that you can consult when you're making decisions about your career as well as your personal life. You can think of a mentor as a friend, but also someone who cares about your professional development and professional growth. I truly believe that mentors are a great way to grow your network as well as get advice from someone who has been in your shoes and can give you pointers on the type of career or professional life that you'd like to enjoy in the future. I had my first mentor when I was a sophomore in college, so about 2.5 years ago, and they honestly helped me make so many important decisions about which internship offers I would take, determining if I should negotiate. It's all really important stuff that you don't really have the friends that will be able to know or have this kind of experience yet. So knowing someone in the field that you already want to go into, or even someone just that you admire and look up to, that's someone that can give you advice that you can take honestly, especially when it's advice that you normally wouldn't hear from classmates or friends. So based on my experience, when I was a sophomore in college, I was kind of lost in my major. I was in technology, but I didn't really know what I was interested in. There's so many facets of technology and fields that you can go into that it's pretty hard to pinpoint one exact thing that you want to find your niche in. So I was interested in cybersecurity as well as data science, but also just software development in general. So after meeting my mentor in a ACM meeting, which is the Association for Computing Machinery, and that was a student organization in my school, which was Temple University, and they basically have speakers come from various different companies, and they come and not only talk about why they like working for their company, but they also talk about their experiences as well as their expertise. So it's always good to take advantage of the student organizations in your school, especially if they have speakers come from external companies, because then you can get an inside look and basically have a point of contact with someone that can give you the real hard facts and can give you the advice you need to make decisions about what you want your future to look like, especially in terms of your career after college. So this mentor that I found was giving a presentation about his company and explained why he enjoyed working there, why he enjoyed what he was doing, and what his previous experience looked like. So because I had that background about what his experience was, I was able to then communicate with him after the meeting, and I emailed him and told him that I really enjoyed his presentation and asked if he was willing to meet up for a coffee or just a regular phone call to talk more about his experiences, as well as learn more about his background in general and why he decided to join technology as a career. After a few calls with him, he decided to try to help me pinpoint what my exact area of interest was. And that was always hard for me because I never really knew exactly what I wanted to get into, especially when I was a sophomore in college. So he talked to me about the different teams that he has worked with and what he works on. At the time, he worked as a principal data scientist, so I was able to learn more about what he did on a day-to-day, and not just the cool data science-y stuff that you can read about in online articles and stuff. It's a lot more down-to-earth when you're learning from someone who's actually in the field now. Something that sounds really cool on a Google search in an article isn't necessarily what it really is in real life. So anytime you're doing research on a potential field that you want to go into, you should really get a real-life perspective of what it looks like and what a day-to-day looks like for someone in the field already. Talking to my mentor really made me realize what I really wanted to work on as a career, and that actually helped me choose my course load so then I could be as relevant to my potential employers as I possibly could be. And mentoring isn't really a one-way street. You really have to think about it in terms of they're helping you, but you're also helping them in a way. So you're a college student, or you've recently started your career, and they actually want to learn more about what you're interested in too. So if you're one of those people who feel like you're bothering them or wasting their time, that's exactly how I used to feel. Because I always felt like, oh, well, this person's already working. I don't want to waste their time having them talk to me, even if it's like a half hour or an hour call just once a month or every 2 weeks. Like, that seems like a lot for them to do. But it's actually not. If you meet the right person and you meet at the right time, that person is going to help you develop in your career. And it's really all about maintaining relationships. So you don't want to see it as a give and a give for them, but it's a give and take. As long as your mentor is someone that you can trust and someone that you value their opinions, then you're really on the right track. Now, with that said, you should really have a mentor for every facet of your life, whether it's entrepreneurship or your personal career or finance. There's so much expertise out there, and it's really good to have someone that you can relay back to when you're facing a hard decision or a hard problem at work or even just in school. And don't ever think that you're too young if you're a freshman in college or even in high school. You can really benefit from having someone who's a little older and can give you some guidance into how you want your future to look like. Some examples of places that you can find mentors are student organizations, various speaker series and presentations that you attend, volunteer activities. Maybe you read an article online and you see the author's name and you can email them directly. You never really know how relationships can form, especially when it comes to your network. You could probably even be at a coffee shop one day and see someone reading a book that you're interested in or have heard of, and you can just go right up to them and say hi. The worst they can do is ignore you, but you know, life's a little too short to think too much about what other people think about you anyway, so you might as well go for it. After you start a mentor-mentee relationship, you should really maintain it by doing either monthly chats or a bi-weekly call, or even just emailing or texting back and forth. You don't have to be in constant communication, but it's always good to have them in the back of your head and to know that you can always reach out to them if you need any guidance in a specific area. And make sure to let them know that they can also reach out to you if they're facing any issues that you can help them with. You never know. So after you've started some mentor relationships, you can really think of them as your board of directors. And your board of directors is basically a group of people that you can go to that you trust for educated decisions about your career as well as your personal life. You also want to make sure that these people are in various stages of their careers, so then you can see a multifaceted view of what you look like to the external world. For example, part of your board of directors can be your peers. So anyone that's either in a grade above you or the same year as you, or someone that is in the same stage of their career as you. These are the people that are going to tell you what you look like coming from someone at the same level as you. Their opinions and constructive criticisms can be really helpful to you in your career to make sure that you can see yourself as someone who is a team player and someone that people enjoy working with or people enjoy hanging out with or spending time with in general. These peer mentors can be from your friend group or anyone that you trust and someone who cares about your well-being. Another type of mentor to have is someone who can show you what it's like to work in a more entrepreneurship type role. This can be either freelancing, running your own business, or even joining a startup. I really believe that entrepreneurship is really important for young people, especially in this new generation where technology allows everyone to be able to stay more connected. It is 100% possible to have a role where you're able to work from home or you're able to honestly work from anywhere. Geo arbitrage is one of the hot topics that millennials and Gen Z employees are interested in looking for. It really does take a lot of grit and resilience to be an entrepreneur, and these are the mentors that you're really going to go to when you need to think about taking risks or the types of things that you should be focusing on if you want to eventually generate passive income rather than trading your time for money in a regular 9-to-5 job. While I do think that it could be a safe option for most people to join a corporate company and work 9-to-5 for their early career, it's definitely something to think about when you're coming to a transitional or pivotal point in your life where you really want to think about the ways that you could grow passive income and the ways that you could grow your wealth and grow a business, whether it's a startup or an online business, real estate, or anything that you've always been passionate about, like your art or dancing. You'd really be surprised at how many people take their passions and turn it into their dream jobs. It's really not impossible, and I really believe that if you put in the effort and you put in the hours to make your dreams come true, it'll happen. It can take some time, but you're definitely taking the right steps if you're willing to at least think about it today in your college years or your early career, because there's always something that you can work on professionally and personally outside of your 9-to-5 job. But if working a corporate job is something that you've always dreamed of, then kudos to you, because you've kind of already found your place in life. And there's a lot of people who are still struggling to think about where they want to be 2, 5, even 10 years from now. It's really hard to think about at this point, but having a mentor who is in entrepreneurship or who has started their own company or done something to grow passive income is really going to be helpful to you when you're thinking about the next step and whether or not you want to make a career pivot or stay on track for what you're doing today. Another type of mentor you should have on your board of directors are people who are a little more senior than you. This could be at school or at work. When it comes to someone who might be a few years above you or maybe in a senior leadership level that you admire or you want to get to know better and learn about how their experiences brought them to their position that they're currently in. These are the mentors that can tell you from a more bird's eye view level of how you're doing and how people perceive you who are a little further along their career path than you. These are probably one of the best people to go to for career advice when you're thinking about internships, what types of roles are good for you. They may also be the ones to point out your best strengths, as well as your weaknesses that you could work on. It's all really about constructive criticism, and you want to make sure that you're taking their advice to heart, because these are important when it comes to thinking about the types of people that you want to keep around you, as well as the type of career you want to have. Having a mentor like this has helped me immensely, especially at work, because they can really give you the pointers and teach you about various organizational structures, even if you don't work at the same company. You want to have people that will vouch for you, as well as advocate for you when it comes to getting a referral or giving you a recommendation. So the next time that you see someone at a speaker series or a presentation, or even at a coffee shop, or honestly anywhere, there's no restrictions on the types of places you can meet your mentor. You never know who you're going to meet and when you're going to meet them. So you might as well take your chances and reach out to that one person who gave a great presentation, or email that person who wrote that awesome article that made you laugh or smile. You never know where a mentor-mentee relationship can take you, and it's great to know that you have someone on your side who's able to advocate for you. With that said, we've come to the end of this episode. If there are any topics that you're interested in having me discuss, please let me know via email at hello@sandraliu.dev. That's dev as in developer. I hope you all have a wonderful day, and don't forget to keep chasing your dreams and stay ambitious. Thanks for tuning in today, and you can expect a new episode of Advice for Ambition every Wednesday morning. I'm your host, Sandra Liu, and don't forget to stay ambitious.